Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio, taking a look at the COVID-19 case numbers. Now, these are from yesterday afternoon in Litchfield County, the northwest corner of Connecticut, Falls Village, none, Cornwall, 3, Kent, 7, New Milford, 245, Norfolk, 9, North Canaan, 4, Salisbury, 10, Sharon, 33, and Torrington, 452. Locally in Dutchess County as of yesterday afternoon, Amenia 8, Clinton 11, Dover 28, Milan 12, Millbrook, Millerton and Northeast less than 5 each, Pauling 31, Paulage Village 9, Pine Plains 8, Red Hook 15, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 65, Rhinebeck Village 6, Stanford 6, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Washington 6. In Columbia County as of 4 o'clock yesterday, unfortunately, they had a 27th resident passed away from COVID-19. 345 positive cases, 160 of those cases recovered, 16 are hospitalized, 2 in ICU. They received 3,167 test results completed for Columbia County. 153 residents right now are under mandatory quarantine, 5 under precautionary quarantine. That is the tally from yesterday in Northwest Connecticut, adjacent Eastern New York, and Columbia County. Hair salons and barbershops are off the list in Connecticut. They will no longer reopen on May 20th. They will not be able to reopen before early June, the governor's office announced yesterday. They released a statement announcing that the governor and Rhode Island governor would now plan to realign the opening of hair salons and barbershops in two states in early June. No more specific timing in early June was given. In Massachusetts, Governor Baker yesterday outlined a phased-in approach to gradually restart the economy, which was largely shuttered 2 months ago as the state ramped up its fight against the coronavirus pandemic that has claimed nearly 5,000 lives in that state. In the first phase to begin on Monday, manufacturing and construction will be allowed to reopen, provided they follow guidance and standards meant to protect against the spread of the virus. Houses of worship will also be allowed to resume services if they can also follow social distancing guidance. Outdoor services are encouraged. Some recreation will also be allowed to reopen on May 25th as part of Phase 1 as long as they adhere to social distancing guidelines. That includes parks, drive-in theaters, some athletic fields and courts, most fishing, hunting, and boating, outdoor gardens, zoos, and reserves. The plan calls for people over the age of 65 and people who have underlying health conditions or are at higher risk for COVID-19 to continue to stay home except for essential errands such as going to the store and to attend health care needs. All residents advised to leave home only for health care, worship, and permitted work, shopping, and outdoor activities, according to Baker. Now, Phase 2 in Massachusetts will include the reopening of retail businesses, restaurants, hotels, and other personal service, such as nail salons and day spas. The first phase and subsequent phases will last at least 3 weeks and could stretch longer. If healthcare trends are negative, specific industries, regions, or the entire state may need to return to an earlier phase, according to Baker. He said there hasn't been a decision made yet on when and how professional sports teams like the Patriots and Red Sox could begin playing games again. The virus hasn't disappeared and will continue to be a health threat throughout the reopening progress. In a story in this morning's Republican American, an important goal has been reached by Connecticut, according to Governor Ned Lamont. He reported that 45,000 diagnostic tests for coronavirus disease were conducted over the previous 7 days, achieving one of his principal conditions for reopening businesses. The governor's four-stage reopening plan set what Lamont described Monday as an ambitious goal of conducting 42,000 diagnostic tests for COVID-19 a week. He reported 45,000 tests had been conducted since the previous Monday. Meanwhile, disregard for masks, social distancing, and more prompted the closure of a Saugerties business. That from the Poughkeepsie Journal and Auction House was closed because of its failure to remain closed during the coronavirus pandemic and for disregarding masks and social distancing, according to the Saugerties Police Department. Officers over the weekend received 13 complaints saying NJA Auctions on Route 9W is open for business despite being a non-essential operation as specified under an executive order from Governor Cuomo. Also, signs posted by the business said face masks were not required and social distancing rules were not enforced.
Out of Great Barrington, the police chief is about to retire after four decades at the helm. Police Chief William Walsh is retiring at the end of the year. At Monday night's select board meeting, the town manager announced Walsh's retirement and read a brief statement from Walsh in which the longtime chief wrote that it was his honor and privilege to serve this great town. That from the Berkshire Eagle. And for you pot smokers out there, cannabis stores have received a green light to reopen next week in Massachusetts. Again, from the Berkshire Eagle, recreational marijuana stores will be allowed to reopen for curbside pickup beginning next Monday, just more than 2 months after they were ordered to close as part of the essential work order Governor Charlie Baker put in place to control the spread of COVID-19.
The Sharon Inland Wetlands Watercourse Commission published a new brochure entitled Our Wetlands that explains the importance of wetland preservation and suggests ways to have landowners care for protected wetlands. A section of the brochure lists native plantings used to create vital vegetative buffers. As gardeners are in the midst of gardening season, this information proves to be valuable. Jamie Casey, land use administrator for the town, said, "When we first published the brochure in 2018, we received good feedback and provided the publications to school, municipalities, and landowners. A recent grant has allowed us to revise and update the publication to stay current with rules and regulations as well as provide new information. The brochure is currently only available by mail. For residents interested in obtaining one, send your name and mailing address to this email address, lynninsharon@earthlink.net. Some meetings coming up today in the town of Kent. The Board of Finance is scheduled to meet at 7 p.m. Of course, that is a remote meeting. You have to Zoom in. All the information is at the Kent, Connecticut website. And in Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have a 7:30 meeting. Once again, that meeting is also remote. Coming up, the Region 1 Board of Education is meeting on Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, a communications subcommittee meeting, and then the ABC committee has a special meeting at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. It's a Zoom meeting. Once again, you can get that information from the Region 1 School Board. Also coming up on Wednesday, the Board of Education in Cornwall meets at 4:15. And also on Wednesday, there is a town board meeting in Ankrum that will take place at 7 p.m., that meeting also on Zoom. Now, taking a look at meetings in Cornwall on Thursday, Board of Finance at 7, and the Cornwall Association Trivia Night will be held at 8:30. Meanwhile, Pine Plains has a town board meeting coming up on the 21st at 7 p.m. as well. The Sharon Historical Society will hold online lecture and tours of steeples of Litchfield County on Saturday from 4 till 5 p.m. Architect Stephen Goldberg and Historical Society curator Alexandra Ellis will lead the tours, discuss architectural motifs, and share the stories of how architecture has changed over time. No registration is required. Viewers can join the Zoom meeting at uso2web.zoom.us/j/631271671. The Columbia County Department of Health has set a new testing clinic date for Sunday, June 10th at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham, Director Jack Mabb said on Sunday. Further details will be announced. Previously, they announced a pair of clinics set for the John L. Edwards Elementary School in Hudson, the first Wednesday of May 27th, the second on Tuesday, June 2nd, times from 10 until 1 p.m. Sign-up instructions and further instructions regarding the Edwards clinics can be found at their department website or 518-828-3358. Taconic Hill Central School District, serving Philmont, Ankrum, Austerlitz, Claverick, Copaic, Gallatin, Kent, Hillsdale, Livingston, and Taconic in Columbia County, in the town of Northeast and Dutchess County. Their budget vote and elections are scheduled for June 9th. A virtual budget hearing will take place June 2nd at 6:30 via Zoom. The meeting details will be posted on the district website. Self-employed individuals filing for unemployment benefits under the Federal Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program can now complete the second step of that application, ctdol.state.ct.us/PUAPDF. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day at 24,597.37, the S&P 500 at 2953.91, and the NASDAQ at 9234.83. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.